Democrats and Republicans, state office holders, local officials, and longtime friends filled the pews at the Church of the Incarnation. Hutchison, the Navy veteran and bond lawyer, was remembered as the financial mastermind behind many of North Texas's most prominent landmarks. DFW Airport, DART, and just about every area sports stadium built in the past 40 years.
Once he got the bit in his teeth, there was no stopping, there was no slowing down.
Longtime law partner Ben Brooks noted the major events this week alone that were touched by Hutchison.
The Final Four basketball tournament at the AT&T Stadium, where Ray, representing the city of Arlington and working with Jerry Jones, put together the financing structure. The opening of baseball season at the ballpark, where Ray, Mayor Cluck, President Bush, put together the financing for that stadium as well. This weekend, there is expected to be 200,000 people that will attend a NASCAR event at Texas Motor Speedway. Another Ray Hutchison project. Who knew this was Ray Hutchison week?
Former Dallas Mayor Ron Kirk said Hutchison deftly combined the political skills gained while he was in the state legislature with his legal genius to make big dreams come true.
He was the mad scientist of legal finance. He was the father of municipal finance in Texas. And I don't think anybody in Dallas would want to imagine this city without DFW Airport, without the DART rail system, the convention centers.
But friends also remembered a man who loved playing Mr. Mom to his two young children while Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison was in Washington, and a husband who easily supported his politically powerful wife.
It was said that he was the best political spouse in American politics. When Kate was elected to the Senate, he caused delight and confusion by showing up at the Senate Wives Club, of which he declared himself the new president.
Phil Graham, who served with Kay Hutchison in the U.S. Senate, said her husband's legacy includes making Texas a better, freedom-loving place.
And I know God loves America, and I know he loves Texas more. And so I've got to believe that even as we're here to honor him, that Ray is enjoying the benefits of that work for America and for Texas.
Honorable, dignified, kind, and principled, friends say Ray Hutchison will be remembered for his work and his character. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.